This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. U.S. senators have been questioning attorneys for former President Donald Trump and Democratic House managers in the former president's second impeachment trial. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
The defense says House prosecutors manipulated the then president's words to backers in a speech before the attack. Lawyer Michael Vanderveen says, yes, Trump did tell them to fight like hell. But so what? Politicians have said that for centuries, and he showed a video of Democrats doing the same.
Spare us the hypocrisy and false indignation.
But Vanderveen ignored that the president's remarks that day and for weeks before were aimed at mobilizing backers to undermine an election he falsely claimed was stolen. Democrats like Mazie Hirono argue the president knew exactly what he was doing.
He had to have known that there would be violence, they were prepared for violence, and he just lit the match.
In an evenly divided Senate, Trump is all but certain to be acquitted in a vote as soon as tomorrow. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Friday that in-person schooling can resume safely with masks, social distancing, and other strategies. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Schools can reopen using familiar practices, social distancing, hand washing, mask wearing.
We know that most clusters in the school setting have occurred when there are breaches in mask wearing.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says teacher vaccination is important, but not necessary.
The science has demonstrated that schools can be reopened safely prior to all teachers being vaccinated.
Walensky points out they are using stronger language, but these are recommendations. Each school district is different.
And I can assure you that this is free from political meddling.
The president of the National Education Association says the CDC guidelines